Hello, and welcome to another episode of Happy Without Medicine. It is me, Dr. Yuande, your host. Today, I sound a little hoarse because I lost my voice and it's coming back, but I'm here to bring you another episode. I'm going to be talking in this episode how to bring your A game professionally and personally, even when it feels like life gets overwhelming. And so because I know this is one that is going to be wonderful and inspiring, and it is going to help you, be sure to stay tuned and enjoy the episode. Welcome to Happy Without Medicine, and I'm your host, Dr. Yuande, a medical doctor, therapist, and a fierce advocate for your happiness. My mission here is simple: to help professional women just like you create a life you're excited to wake up to. It's time to make the happiness you feel on the inside match the success others see on the outside. Let's get started. Because of the nature of my practice, I see a lot of women who I like to call givers and achievers. These are women who have core values like learning, development, excellence, leadership. These women are honestly amazing, and they bring their best not just to their work, but also to their personal lives. They're women who have core values or statements and will say things like, anything worth doing is worth doing well. I don't want my name attached to shabby work. I have high standards for the things that I do and the work that I put out. I never want to put out any kind of work that people will wonder what I was thinking or wonder if I was sleeping when I was putting out this kind of work. And so these are women who are ambitious and women who place a very high value on excellent quality work. And these are always amazing women to work with. They may also be women who struggle with perfectionism and sometimes even counterintuitively procrastination. They may spend too much time thinking and overthinking before they actually get the work done. Or they feel like, oh, I don't have enough time to put in all that I need to put in to make this my best work. And they end up feeling overwhelmed or procrastinating, like I said, because they're feeling a little bit paralyzed by their high expectations of themselves and their perfectionism. If this is sounding like you or someone you know, then you're going to want to listen to this episode and maybe even take note so that you can have these points readily available to you so that you can reflect on them, you can refer to them in times when you're feeling like, I really want to bring my A game. It is against my core values and my core principles to give anything less than an A to my work, but I'm feeling stuck and I'm feeling overwhelmed. And so really stay tuned. And so I'm going to be sharing some points that'll be helpful. The first one, which if you've been a listener of the podcast, you would have heard me say at least a couple of times before, which is number one, think about the 20 that will move the 80. And what I mean by this is that not everything that we are doing is really contributing to A-level work. Not every task, not everything on the to-do list, not everything on the task list, not everything that is part of the strategy for the particular goal or for the particular outcome we are looking for is really going to move the needle all that forward. And so this is based on a principle called the Pareto principle, also called the 80-20 rule, which you may have heard of before, that basically says that 80% of our outcome is determined by 20% of the input. So 80% of the result is determined by 20% of the input. And so when you're looking to bring forth your A game, whether it's personally or professionally, think about the 20% that's going to push the 80% of that outcome. And that might look like, for example, if you're giving a presentation and you are working on your slide deck, what is the 80 that's going to move the 20? Maybe on your task list or the strategy that you're putting forward, you want to have a bomb really engaging presentation, that your slide deck has all the graphics and it has all the transitions and all the bells and whistles that will really make your presentation pop. You really need to think about what parts of this task list, what parts of these things in this strategy that I'm putting forward fall under the 20. So you want to make sure that you have clean slides that aren't too distracting. You want to make sure that you know or you're able to describe your talking points in a way that is clear and in a way that communicates what it is you're trying to communicate. You might want to focus more on engaging stories to bring your presentation up to another level and do away with everything else that might serve as a time suck, but really doesn't move your presentation forward. So that might look like spending too much time researching quotes, or spending too much time researching colors and graphics, or spending too much time looking through Canva or PowerPoint and picking the exact slide deck template that matches the exact mood that you're trying to convey. Some of those things are nice to have, but are they really going to take you to that A+? Or some of those things are just nice to have. And if we're thinking about percentage wise, maybe they're going to add 0.5% or 1% to your overall mark. If we're hypothetically speaking, you really want to think about the things that are going to give you 10%, 20%, 50%, 80% to the mark. It's like when we were writing exams in school, and maybe you had a limited amount of time to get through to the exam. Maybe you look at the timer and you have only 10 minutes left, but you have questions that are worth 10 marks, questions that are worth 50 marks, questions that are worth 2 marks. You really want to spend your time and your effort focusing on the questions that are worth 10, 50 marks, and do away with the ones that are worth 1, 2, 3, or maybe even 5 marks. So when you're thinking about bringing your A game to work or to your family life, we're going to talk a little bit more about family in future examples. Really, really identify. This is going to take some discipline. It's going to take working in a way that you're probably not used to. Identifying what is the 20 that's going to move the needle forward the most. There may be 2 questions on that exam that are worth 40 marks each and 20 questions on that exam that are worth 1 mark each. If you're able to focus on those 2 questions that give you a huge chunk of your percentage, 80%, and do away with the other 20 questions that only give you 1% each, you're still in an A. You still get 80%, but you haven't sucked all your time, all your energy, all your brain power trying to answer all those little questions. Okay? I hope with these examples that I've given, I've made it clear that it is okay. It is okay to do away with some of those things on your task list and focus more on the big things that will make a huge, huge difference. So that's point number one. Identify what is a 20 that will move the 80. The next thing is boundaries. Being able to say no. Being able to say no when it comes to your time. And more importantly, when it comes to your energy. Many women that I talk to will say, oh, I don't know how to manage my time. I need help managing my time. But when we actually sit down and evaluate what is going on, the main problem is not time management, but is energy management. There are some things that we do that might not take up a lot of time, but they are a huge suck to our energy. Think about conversations with certain people where you might not be on the phone with them for that long. Maybe it's a 15-minute conversation, but at the end of it, you are spending an hour or two recovering, or that conversation removes your focus from all the other things that you are trying to do. And so really being able to say no, or even quite as powerful, being able to say not yet to things that are going to take your time, is as simple as, for example, if someone in your organization or boss or a manager comes and says, hey, we have this project that we're working on. We want to pull you in. And these are the things on the task list that we want to delegate to you. something like, okay, well, this is what I have on my plate right now. What would you like for me to take off my plate so that I can focus on these new tasks that you're bringing my way? And being able to have that dynamic conversation versus just saying, okay, because if you become the okay person in your organization, the reward for being the okay person is you're just going to keep getting more and more work. And so really learning how to have those conversations that set boundaries in a way that's still polite, in a way that is still collegial, in a way that still shows you are a member of the team and you are concerned about the performance of the team. You could even use that and say, well, if I bring this on my plate, just understand that it's going to affect the quality of my work in these other areas and how much I'm able to give the team in these other areas. And so having those conversations can really set the stage and really help you exercise your boundaries. And not just professionally, but also at home too. Being able to say no to our kids and understanding that they'll be okay when we say no to them. Being able to say no to family members or not yet to family members and friends who might want to hang out or friends who might want to download, for example, their own challenges on you. Saying things like, you know what, I would really love to support you right now, but I really don't have the capacity for this right now. Maybe once this deadline is out of the way, or give me 2 days to rejuvenate and 2 days to just really get into a better headspace, and I'll touch base with you once again to see how you're feeling. All it is really putting the language, and I know that many of us struggle with this, just putting the language to some of the things that we would want to say without coming across as being selfish. I know that's a big concern with a lot of the women I work with, without coming across as selfish, without coming across as unsupportive. And if saying no or setting boundaries is something that you struggle with, go all the way back to episode 7, where I did a podcast episode, How to Say No, Boundary Setting for Nice People. And I'm sure that it'll be something that will be very, very helpful for you. And so that is a second point. Set boundaries on your time, set boundaries on your energy, learn to say no, practice how to use language, practice the language that you're going to use to say no, both at home and also in your professional life as well too. And the final thing that I want to talk about is understanding that you do not need to give 100% to every single area of your life 100% of the time. Because the truth of the matter is, yes, 100% is an A. Sometimes some of us want to get those bonus marks and get the 120%. But the truth of the matter is that even an 80 is an A. And in some places, even a 75 is an A. And so, yes, we want the excellent mark. We want not to leave any marks on the table. We want to give it our all and give it our best. But if you are like many of the women in my practice, you are juggling multiple domains of your life at the same time. And so trying to give 100% at work may come at the expense of doing a good job at home or doing a good job in your friendships or in your relationships, your romantic relationships, or maybe in your finances or even in your health, which is a big deal for many of the women I speak to. So they're seeking to give 120% at work. Then they're also seeking to give 120% with their kids. And then what ends up happening is they're getting a D minus in the wellness department, in their health department. And so understand that there are levels to excellence, there are levels to quality work, and you don't always have to seek to get 110% or give 110% every single time. You can afford to give 75%. You can afford to give 80%. And then take some of that effort, some of that time, some of that energy, some of those emotions and mental capacity into an area that is just as important and you have been neglecting because you've been so focused on doing excellent work in one other area. And so just to summarize, yes, we are women who value quality and you are someone who values excellence. You're someone who is ambitious. You're someone who does not want to be associated with shabby work, or you're not going to put something out there that is half-baked. But you need to consider whether or not some of the effort that you're putting in is actually giving you a good enough return on investment, and wonder whether there is a compromise that still won't go against what you stand for and what your values are, but still gives you capacity and energy and the resources to deal, to live a life that is well-balanced, a life that is calm, that doesn't feel pressured, a life that feels light, and a life that has ease associated with it. So to recap, we talked about the Pareto principle, thinking about the 20 that will move the 80. We talked about boundaries. We also talked about how it's not necessary to give 110% or even 100% all the time, and really trying to figure out where that compromise lies in a space that you're comfortable with, such that you are bringing your A game without overwhelming yourself constantly. If you enjoyed this episode, as usual, you know that I'm going to ask you to share with a friend. Leave a review on Apple Podcast, and remember that, as always, I am here advocating for your success and your happiness. Bye. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Yuan Dei, on the Happy Without Medicine podcast this week. If you enjoyed this episode, I would so appreciate it if you could give it a review on Apple Podcast, because it helps Happy Without Medicine pop up when other women are searching for ways to find their happiness again. And visit happywithoutmedicine.com to view the complete show notes and other resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll catch you next time.